with calmness.
Discover the challenges of biographical writing from the comfort of your living room.
I can't tell him I've just discovered your uncle's Nazi documents, so I just made up a story on the spot.
Or, when out on a walk, explore the secrets of cow art.
They are somehow an essential essence of Britishness.
The Arts and Ideas podcast. Download the BBC Sounds app to start listening.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and time now for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
one of our favourite releases from last summer, Umu Sangare's acoustic reworking of 2017's Magoya. We've got more music from Mali coming up later with a track from Songhai Blues. And today, it's International Inuit Day, which gives me a great excuse to delve into some exciting music. I'll also be playing you a few of my lockdown companions, tracks that have helped me find my way through these very strange times. And the first of those is coming up right after this from Vermont's Sam Amidon. It's all bird-like flute, trickling banjo and glitchy electronics, setting the scene for the traditional song Cuckoo.
She flies, she never sings cuckoo till the fourth of July. Mm-hmm.
Cuckoo from Sam Amidon's self-titled album, which has just been released on Nonsuch Records. It's a collection of songs that Sam has known and loved since childhood. And I wonder if it's a coincidence that he's chosen to bring that album out now. I'm really interested to see what music people have been drawn to over recent months. And I've certainly found myself revisiting old albums and tunes that I knew as a child. Is it something about the fact that the future seems uncertain that drives us back to seek solace in the past? I don't know. I've certainly spotted particular strands that keep reoccurring through my lockdown listening. Basically, angry cathartic music, music that brings back good memories, and my third category, quiet introspective tracks. And I'm going to play you one of those now from Mari Kalkun, singer, songwriter, and player of the kanel, the Estonian zither. And her music tends to be inspired by nature, rural life, the forests, the landscape, and Estonia. Of course, it's one of Europe's smallest nations, but also one of the most densely forested. And if you don't have a forest nearby, listening to Mari's music is the next best thing.
Läpi valkitte lainette, läpi verevatte uhtutte, läpi kuue kevate, seitsme ootamise silmavee. Aga armastus ei vähene, aga armastus ei vähene, sulle kõnelda, et uma meelen, ma sinno hoia. Elo meren, elo, elo meren, katsite puvene, mu veren, minu, minu veren, su verekene, mõts, ime, maa. Keelega, hää hyvä meelega,
one of my lockdown companions there, the music of Estonian singer and canela player Mari Kalkun. And you can find that track on her 2017 album Ilma Motsan. I've got such fond memories of listening to Mari and meeting her at WOMAD a couple of years ago. And that, as I say, is music that has kept me going through lockdown. I'm going to be playing a couple more of my lockdown companions later on in the programme. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell. And coming up in a couple of minutes, tabla player, drummer and composer Sarathi Korwa with his Upaj Collective will be continuing in his mission to rebalance spiritual jazz with authentic Indian classical music. There's going to be quite a bit of improv there. But first, here's Kiko Dinucci from Sao Paulo. And he's brought out a real guitar album. And I don't mean technical guitar, but really something that where the guitar is the heart of everything. And the way it's recorded, you hear all the little noises, all the rattles and the scrapes and the grunts and everything. I love it. Elephant Hangover, the debut single from the forthcoming album Night Dreamer Direct to Disc Sessions. And that comes out on November the 27th, and it's by Sarathi Korwa and Upaj Collective. And Upaj means to improvise in Hindi, and there's a lot of that on this album. And they have an OnLive live show coming up at the EFG London Jazz Festival on the 19th of November. Time for our classic artist now. And this week it's going to be Sudanese singer, poet, instrumentalist, composer, songwriter and humanitarian Abdel Karim El Kabli. And he was born in 1933 and is regarded as one of the old masters. I've heard many people describe him as either a walking university, a repository or encyclopedia of music and folklore. And he was born in Port Sudan along the Red Sea coast and was inspired by the itinerant folk musicians that he heard as a child. And he kind of listened and studied the way they played and the way they tuned their instruments. And that made him take up the penny whistle and then the chetern or small drum and then the oud. And Karim El Kabli is well known for having an incredibly finely pitched audio memory, which means that he can learn and remember songs and melodies after just hearing them a couple of times. And I think it's this, coupled with his time at the University of Khartoum, studying Sudanese folk music and Arabic poetry, that has helped him build an incredible repertoire of traditional Sudanese songs. And his album, Sudan, which was recorded between 1963 and 1967, is one of the most important anthologies of Sudanese folk music. Abdel Karim El Kabli did write his own material as well, but I'm going to play you the traditional song Kabas, which he first arranged back in 1973. And listen out for the interplay between Kabli's oud and the flute, bongos and slidey violins in the orchestral sections.
بس درايز ومحبر يا داب الوعر قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر كباس درايز ومحبر يا داب الوعر قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر بواش حاشاه ما بنزم فاتور الرجال جرعة عقود السم يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر كباس درايز ومحبر يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر زينب تجر القول زينب زينب تجر القول زينب زينب تجر القول زينب تجر القول فوق شلة بالعيال الوافر الشمبول يا داب الوعر قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر الوافر الشمبول الوافر الشمبول يا جبل الدائرة اللي ما بنطلع له زول يا داب الوعر صميم من حجر يا حدود الوعر. كباس درايزم حبر يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. غنيت بغباش يا مطر السواري قلك هبوب الرشاش يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. غنيت بغباش يا مطر السواري قلك هبوب الرشاش يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. يا قصبة فراش اللي طلع قصاص قصبة فراش اللي طلع قصاص سيد زين الجبال قبل الناس تعف الناس يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. كباس درايز ومحبر يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. كباس درايز ومحبر يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر. كباس درايز ومحبر يا داب الجبال قلبك صميم من حجر يا دود الوعر.
What a voice, this week's classic artist, Abdelkarim El-Kabli. And you can find that track, Kabas, on the Rough Guide to the Music of Sudan. Now, arguably one of the most successful and exciting bands to emerge from Africa in recent years, Songhoi Blues, have brought out a new album, 11 songs, multilingual, and it's I can't believe that it's just their third album. They've got to such a status. It feels they've been around for decades. The album's called Optimisme and it's released on Transgressive Records. And the track I'm going to play you is called Ba, which means change. And Aliou from the band says that we need change. In the song, we're inviting youth to get involved in politics and government to bring about change because they understand the actual challenges we face today. That's the only way. Youth, let's rise for this change.
Yeah.
I love those guitars, somehow modern and retro at the same time. And of course, steeped in Malian desert blues. From their new album Optimisme, that was Songhai Blues. Now, I said earlier that I was going to play you a few more of my lockdown companions, music that has helped me find a way through recent months. And I'm hoping that this might become a little bit of a regular feature, not just from me, but other musicians coming up with their top tracks and reasons for listening to them. But as I said earlier, there's been some particular themes that have come through. One is the idea of listening to music from the past, things that bring back good memories for you. But also, I found the need for some really angry, kind of cathartic music. So I've picked two tracks here that cover both of those categories. You're going to hear a track from Matt Cranich, an Irish fiddler from County Cork. And this is an album that he put out in 1984, just him on solo fiddle, playing slow airs with his sister, playing some really minimalist piano accompaniments on a few of the tracks. And I listened to this album a lot when I was a child. In fact, I actually learnt a couple of the slow airs note for note to play in some of the FLARs, the Irish music competitions. And through lockdown, I've come back to the album, and there's something about the space between the notes, I think, that allows room for introspection. And I think that many of us have found that our world has shrunk and that journeying now takes place inside our heads rather than on planes or long-distance drives. So I found myself drawn to music that gives you that space. But before you hear from Matt, this, I'm going to play you something that is really a bit of a contrast to that. It's a band called Hedningarna, and I first heard them when I was, well, I can't quite remember, I was playing at a festival in some Scandinavian country. I can't remember exactly which country or which year this was, probably early 90s. But I do remember the sheer shock of seeing and hearing this band. And Hedningarna translates as the heathens in English, which probably gives you a bit of an idea. And it's like heavy metal, ancient Nordic, primitive anarchy, but with great tunes in there. And for a young solo Northumbrian piper, it was quite a culture shock. So this track is called a Vagtimen, which means Hour of the Wolf or Time of the Wolf.
Thank you. gått en liten stund. Luther har gått hem och jag vill kyssa din mun. Sen ska jag bestämma, det finns ännu tid. Jag ser väl vad som händer, det är mitt liv. Jag svär att jag har aldrig velat göra ont en värld. Jag än ser nu om jag är ber, så gör jag det illa. Natten är stilla, men syndaren är vaken och varje timmen här. I min ensamhet, för ingen annan vet. Jag älskar ju båda och plågas av det. Utan en straff och utan en skuld. Bara ett jag minns är att varje timmen finns. Innan denna dag jag såg mig som ett lamm och så.
Irish fiddle player Matt Cranitch, and that beautiful slow air from his classic album Eshtiga Shal. And I just love that. There's something about it that just transports me. And I have found myself returning over and over again to that album over recent months, so I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell. And next up, we've got a track that came to us. It was actually sent in from our friend Etienne de la Sayette, who's a member of Akale Wube, who did a session for us last year. But he's also a member of Parisian band Bai Shi Bang, who've just released this track. And it's a collaboration, a French-Korean collaboration, with a vocal group from Korea called Ipkoa Son.
산사 찬바람에 객선이 두둥둥 애화 날아지와자 아에 에요 아하이야 얼싸마 두둥둥 내 사랑 이루다
털을 닦아
앞으로 열두칸 뒤로 열두칸 24칸을 지어놓고 계집진지 3년 만에 고사 한 번을 잘 지냈더니 아들을 낳으면 효자나 곧딸을 낳으면 효녀로다 며느리 얻으면 열려 꽃말을 놓으면 욕만 되고 소를 놓으면
약대로다
학을 놓으면 동이 되고 개를 놓으면 청삽살이 내 눈배기 앞마당에 곤드라졌다 낯선 사람 목에 대면 꺼겅꺼겅 짖는 소리 지전 깔죽이 물밀듯 하노라 찍었구나 32짝 장기 만들어 장기 한 판을 두어보자 한수 한자 유원수 기호 초나라 초자 조맹덕이라 기차 저차 관운장이요 이포 저포 옆포로다 코끼리 상자 조자령이요 말맞자 마초로다 장사로 모사를 삼고 오절로 군조를 삼아 땅진이 상적하니 적벽대전이 예로구나 조조가 대패하여 화염도로 도망을 할제 한운장의 무덕으로 조맹덕이 사러만 가노라
Bai Shi Bang and Ipkoa Son, nice little French-Korean collaboration there. And you can find that on Muju Records and also on Bandcamp. Now, today is International Inuit Day, so here's a little duo of tracks, one from experimental vocalist and artist Tanya Tagak, a Canadian Inuk throat singer from Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, on the south coast of Victoria Island. And this was recorded about 15 years ago, but first, one of Laura Bolton's field recordings, available on the Smithsonian Folkways album Eskimos of Hudson Bay and Alaska, 1954. And you're going to hear two little girls, about 6 years old, holding hands and singing a children's game and trying not to laugh.
Kalu 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 pilau pilau pilau. Nia koin kai tain tapangan aume kalu me imita. Kalu kalu pilau pilau pilau. Nia koin kai tain tapangan aume kalu me imita. Kalu kalu pilau pilau pilau. Nia koin kai tain tapangal aume kalu me imita. Kalu kalu pilau pilau pilau. Nia koin kai tain tapangal aume kalu me imita. Kalu kalu pilau pilau pilau. Nia koin kai tain tapangal aume.
Tanya Tagak, and a track from 2005's Sinar, the first of Tanya's albums that I ever heard. And I remember it well. It felt like a whole new world of sound had opened up to me. And that's about it from us here at Music Planet for this week. I'm going to finish off with a track from Robbie Basho, an American guitarist who lived between 1940 and 1986. He was a contemporary of John Fahey and Leo Kottke, but he took his guitar playing in a very different direction, incorporating Hindi, Japanese, Iranian and Native American traditions into his work. And this track is from a 5-CD set of previously unreleased material of Robbie's, and it's coming out next month. It's called Song of the Avatars, The Lost Master Tapes. Here's a sneak preview. This is American Sunday. And from all of us here at Music Planet, I hope you've enjoyed the music, and we'll see you next week.
American Sunday by Robbie Basho. Music Planet was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Felix Carey. In just a moment, it's Opera on Three. Renee Fleming stars in Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier. First, though, pop this in your diary.
BBC Radio 3 brings you the opening night of the London Jazz Festival. A star-studded lineup of singers joins Guy Barker and the London Jazz Festival Ensemble for a celebration of the jazz voice, live from Cadogan Hall at 7:30. And London's Kings of Swing, Kansas Smitties, are among my guests for a special late-night edition of J to Z at 11. The opening night of the London Jazz Festival with me, Jamoket Fashola, starts next Friday at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3. Hello, you're very welcome if you're just joining us this Saturday. It's 5 o'clock and time now for Opera on 3 and another chance to hear Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss from the Royal Opera House in Covent Garden in a broadcast first heard live in 2017. It's introduced by Donald MacLeod.
rapturously and deservedly acclaimed. So Rupert Christensen, writing in The Telegraph, acknowledged of what we're about to hear this evening. The new production by the Canadian director Robert Carson for the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, of Richard Strauss's opera of comic intrigue, Der Rosenkavalier. This glamorous co-production with the Metropolitan Opera in New York stars the American soprano Renee Fleming in the role of the aristocratic Marceline, hailed as supremely elegant and gently moving. She's joined in this glittering cast by the British mezzo-soprano Alice Coote in the trouser role of her young lover, Octavian, Count Rofrano, the British soprano Sophie Bevan as the innocent young Sophie, about to be married off to the Marshalin's vulgar cousin, a pompous Baron Ox of Lechnow. The British bass, Matthew Rose, is making his brilliant debut in that role, described as a real star turn. We'll also hear, of course, the Royal Opera Chorus, Chorus Master William Spalding, and the orchestra of the Royal Opera House, leader Sergei Levitin. The performance is conducted by Andris Nelsons, credited with a brilliantly mercurial reading of this sumptuous score, the orchestra on terrific form. Well, this joint production has been devised as a farewell vehicle for Renée Fleming, singing the Marceline, one of the great soprano roles in all opera, for the last time in these runs of performances, five here in London and 10 in the spring at the Met in New York. It's a decision.